Australia. I can.
Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown. While the coronavirus made for scaled back and subdued Christmas observances around the globe, Pope Francis celebrated a low-key Christmas Eve Mass Thursday to a small congregation at St. Peter's Basilica to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew, with attendees wearing masks. The Mass had fewer than 100 worshipers, not the usual thousands that attend the annual service. In Bethlehem, dozens of residents and a small entourage of religious leaders attended Christmas midnight Mass early Friday. It was subdued Christmas Eve as the global coronavirus pandemic and the strict local lockdown put a damper on the normally joyous celebration in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Celebrations in Europe are called off or scaled back as well as the number of infections rise across the continent, and a new variant of the virus in Britain is believed to be more contagious has been detected. Americans waiting for coronavirus relief will have to wait longer here in the U.S. after Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to triple Americans, something then demanded by President Donald Trump. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. Got the bombshell this week, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase the pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to make the change. For details on more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after months of intense negotiation allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will not base tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off a half-century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures on January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. The EU Commission president urged the 440 million Europeans remaining in the 27-nation union to put the drama of the 4 years since Britain's Brexit referendum behind them and look to the future. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost more than 120,000 people to the pandemic. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipment of its 10 million dose order from Pfizer BioNTech on Thursday. Here in the U.S., it's in the second week, the country that is, of vaccinations, with about 1 million inoculations, many among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Syria now accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the Lebanese city of Tripoli. It is said Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. Still unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set on Friday to correct statements he made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized on Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for his supporters in possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.
Morgan Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors, and it's Christmas Day, so we're going to celebrate Christmas in a different style. The African Beat will bring you the African dance carols, and this album was done by one of Africa's finest singers. She hails from Cameroon, settled in the United States, and flew all the way to Finland, where she is right now. And that is Josephine Atanga. She's right on the line to Finland. Let us just welcome her to the African Beat right now. Welcome to the show, Josephine Atanga.
Thank you, David. I am really super excited, you know, to be once more on African Beat. It's been a long time, so this is the right time to be on African Beat.
Oh, yes. It is the right time to be on African Beat. And because it's Christmas, let's start off with the first track on this album, and so we'll be playing songs from this album, and we'll be interspersing with other songs. But right now, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Josephine Atanga hits the trail from the African dance carols. Let's go.
All right.
African dance carol, beautiful Christmas carol with some your African beat. Well, Josephine, first let's talk about this album. You did it some few years back, but how is it going? What actually inspired you to release an album, a Christmas album in African beat?
Well, I'm an African woman, so my inspiration is coming from my roots. Back in the U.S., I'm someone who loves to dance. I really love to dance. And one of my interviews I did, I said, in Africa, when there is a birth in family, it is a time for jubilation and celebration. And I used to listen to the older Christmas songs, and nothing really put me into my dancing feet. And I said, if Jesus was born in Africa, we would have been dancing and dancing and dancing. So I wanted something that would really reflect where I came from. And definitely, the African dance carol is a reflection of who I am, my roots. And like I said, you can take me out of Africa, but you cannot take Africa out of me.
That's what I'm talking
Africa
about.
Africa goes with me.
You can take me out of Africa, but you cannot take Africa out of me. That is the word of Josephine Tanga, straight from Finland. And we're listening to his track. Let's listen to the track a little bit more. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
African beat celebrate Christmas from across the globe. And on the line to Finland, we have Josephine Tanga. Now, Josephine, let's talk about Christmas. You are one person, you say you are very, very unique. And I say unique in a sense, you are a very fine African artist. And you have lived in three continents. You've lived in Africa, you've lived in the Americas, and now you're living in Finland. So now what I want to know from you is, let's start with where you are currently. How do you guys celebrate Christmas in Finland?
Oh my God, that is a good one. Every country is unique and different in the way they celebrate Christmas. In Finland, totally also, you know Father Christmas here from Finland.
Mm.
You know that, right?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
So,
Santa Claus hails from Finland.
Yeah, from Finland. So actually, we are celebrating Christmas with Father Christmas. When you walk to the airport, you can see big decorations all over the place. Father Christmas is all over the place. So it's a really big deal in Finland. And one other tradition that the Finns love to do, especially during Christmas, is going to the sauna. Have you ever heard about the sauna?
Mm.
You need to try it.
Oh.
Sauna is a steam room. You know, it's very cold. It's very cold now. So the things that go into the sauna, it's like a room that is completely
warm,
like,
full of heat.
Yes, it's full of heat and steam. So it just goes all over you, and you are perspiring, and then it's very, very relaxing. It's like opening up your pores. So the things they do that a lot, and they also have they do like on Christmas Eve. It's like in US, it's the time for the family. So the Christmas Eve, they do the sauna. They also eat, And also, it's like they celebrate the Christmas for 13 days. Not just for...
For 13 days. Christmas is celebrated for 13 days in Finland? Jeez. I need to come over there.
You need to. I mean, we have to spend time with Santa.
Okay.
Now
you just told me about how the Finns actually celebrate their own Christmas. So we have Africans in Finland a lot, just like you, right? You're one outstanding African in Finland. So have you gone around to see how all the Africans celebrate? Do they take the culture of African Christmas celebration from where they come from and fuse it into the Finnish culture?
Yes, they do that. They really do that. Especially the Africans that are really married to the Finnish people. There's that blend of culture, you know, there's that blend. But also the Africans, even those that are not married, you know, the Finns also celebrate it, but more of the African way. More of the African way, you know, our African tradition, our African food, and we party, we go to parties, you know, like
we party like we never partied before. We go down, we come up.
We party like we will party in Africa.
Like we party hard, right?
Yeah. We'll never forget our culture, so they really party well. And they cook a lot of African food.
A lot of African food. Well, that means the whole of Finland, where the Africans are, will be smelling like Africa. No, the Africans are here. The African food, the aroma is in the air. Come on, girl.
Oh, my God. You just need to pass in the hallway. You just know that there's an African here.
All right. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and it's Christmas Day, and we're talking Christmas. Our guest today is Josephine Tanga, who lives now in Finland. You know, before I played my next track, Josephine, Finland has got the youngest prime minister ever in the world and one of the youngest cabinet ever in the world. And how does that make people of Finland feel right now?
Well, they are very, very extremely happy. We are all happy. We are excited about it. You know, Finland is an aging country. And to see there's been a lot of brain drain out of Finland, especially the young people who have been living in Finland. And for me, my own analysis is to also to tell the young generation that there's a place for you here in the land. You don't have to leave. So to me, it's giving the younger people, you know, hope. That there is hope in the land. You don't have to leave. You have to stay here. And even also the foreigners, most of them get the degrees and then they leave the country. So right now, the younger people, the younger generation, they have a reason to stay because, you know, there is hope for them. And the lady, Finland is such a great country. It's such a wonderful country. Great leadership. Honestly speaking, I will tell you the leadership, and they are so humble. One thing about the Finns is that they are very humble. Probably that's why people have not heard about Finland. They talk very little.
And their education is outstanding.
The best in the world.
Wow.
It's the best in the world. And I'm so happy that I had my degree in nursing in Finland. So you can imagine.
All right, okay. Well, we'll come back to that. Thank you very much, Josephine. We'll come back to that. Let's take a quick music break. We'll be right back. Remember, it's Christmas Day, and we're celebrating the African Beat. Joins Josephine Tanga, the producer of this great album, African Dance Carols. And let's take Silent Night right now. And he featured George Okudi, one of Uganda's top music performers and producers that is based also here in the Washington, D.C. area. Let's enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Christmas in the city right now, and it's African Dance Carols. Let's go.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? It's your boy J Martins, and of course, to everyone out there, to all of my fans all over the world, I'd like to wish you a very good Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. As we go into the New Year, I welcome you into a decade of life, another decade of prosperity, of health, of long life, of everything that you wish for. And keep listening to African Beats on Voice of America, all right? God bless you. I see you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. J Martin says so.
The devil said this is a treason, you should live in prison. I got myself hooked up to J-E-S-U-S. Yo, he's the vision, the mission, the reason for the season. And I took a trip all the way downtown to Bethlehem. Took a good look and saw where the baby was born. I see the shepherd, the wise men, the angels, the heaven and earth, everybody celebrating, except for Herod. Yo, but the baby had to be taken to the land of Africa, the motherland, to celebrate the great Christmas day. Happy Christmas.
Coming your way. Wherever you are, I want you to put on your dancing shoes because we're going to dance the day away. And this is the African Beat from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. All right. Well, my guest again, Josephina Tanga. Now, let's come down to the United States. I know you spend a lot of Christmas in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so tell me about your Christmas time in the States and how you can compare it to that in Finland.
Honestly speaking, I would say, like I said, every country is unique. Every country is special. We cannot compare. I can't compare the countries, but I would say that the United States, where that is where I come from, that's where my family is home because that's like my second home. It is special spending Christmas, you know, in the United States. You know, spending it with the family, with the kids. I really love that. That's what I miss in Finland. But definitely, honestly speaking, America, spending Christmas in America, it is really, really, it is awesome. It is wonderful. Because when you spend out of your family, it's not really Christmas. You know, it's like it's just loneliness. But yeah, but definitely I would tell you that spending Christmas in the United States of America, where my kids are, that is the place to be.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. This is the African Beat, and it's Christmas time. Let's enjoy some more music. We'll be back with our guest, Josephina Tanga. It's Christmas, and this is the African Beat, so we're enjoying some African Christmas carols.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Hey.
Day, the beautiful time, wonderful people, and my guest is Josephine Tanga. And Josephine, you know, people want to get this. This is your Christmas album, The African Dance Carols. So how can they get it?
They can actually get it. I've been thinking of putting it online so people can download. So they can actually download it. Nowadays people don't buy CDs anymore. So I know that there's one particular track that they really like. I wish you a Merry Christmas. So it can really be downloaded. I'm going to try to put it up so those who want to download it, they can just download it. Also, it's on Facebook, the videos that I did in the U.S. Last year, it became like viral. That song, the Wish You Merry Christmas, became viral. So they can actually, it's on my Facebook page. If you just want to watch the video, it is there.
And your Facebook page is Josephine Atanga, A-T-A-N-G-A, right? Josephine Atanga. Just check it out. Check out Josephine Atanga on Facebook, and then you will definitely be able to get some of the songs there on this great album. And so, when are we going to see you back in the U.S.?
I'll be there in January.
So come on, let's enjoy the cold a little bit before you go back.
Definitely, I'll be. And I miss performing with you. Oh, my God. In the churches, you take me around. Like, let's go sing. Let's go. I want you to come perform. I really miss it.
And so when are we expecting an album from you? It's been a while because we know you've been studying in Finland and now you now speak the Finnish language very, very easily.
I try. It's very hard. That Finnish language is trying to finish me, but I refuse.
He
will not finish.
Oh, my God.
Well, but you know, I did a song, two songs, actually. The first one was Many Voices, One Cry, Heal the Land, in reference to what has been going on in Cameroon. And what I wanted to do was just to pray for Cameroon, you know, through that song, Heal the Land, Many Voices. One Cry, Heal the Land, where we had about 30 artists, some from the United States, some from Africa, some from Finland, and they produced that one particular song, which is a really beautiful song. And my whole idea now is to produce a song in different languages, because I believe that it's a beautiful song when we talk about healing the land. My land can be my finances that is sick and it's healing. So what is your land? So to me, it's such a song that is really needed in every home, every country. So I did that song.
All right,
that I received.
Heal the Land will definitely play that one for you out there and for all the people in Cameroon. We just want to wish you all the best. And so,
if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land.
Lord,
from heaven, forgive all of our sins, bring healing unto our land, oh Lord, we pray.
And now we've humbled ourselves, and we seek your way, Lord.
secours ne peut que venir de toi, Seigneur, Créateur de l'univers.
A thousand men to pray.
Family all over the world, wherever they are now, you know, you are in different places, even though not at the same time, but you can use this medium now to talk to everybody at the same time.
Well, definitely, I want to wish my family a Merry Christmas. My kids, I want to wish them a Merry Christmas. I love them. I want to wish my mom, my sisters in Africa, in the United States of America, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, and you, David, and all my fans in the United States of America, in Africa, in Finland, in Ireland. I want to wish all of you a merry, merry, merry Christmas. I love you all. I really, really love you. And I believe that 2020 is coming. It is a new decade. So the old things, you're moving to a newer level. New decade comes with newer levels. So I wish you all a happy new year and a happy new decade.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Josephine Atanga. We continue with the Christmas carols from the African Dance Carol of Josephine Hacknow. Here is coming up, and we have Tidings of Comfort and Joy. We have Come and Ring Those Bells, and the Jingle Bells will all be ringing today. So Josephine will get back with you some other time, but thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, and you enjoy your Christmas.
Definitely, definitely. So let's enjoy the song now. We'll be right back. African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful Christmas carols coming to you. Remember, it's Christmas Day, and we'll continue to play some more beautiful songs across the continent to make you really, really enjoy this day. This is your Super Show, broadcasting Mondays to Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05 straight from South Sudan. And I am David Vandy here in Washington, D.C. More music. And it's your birthday today, my dear brother Umaru Fofana in Freetown, Sierra Leone. December 25 is your day. I just want to wish you a very happy birthday, long life, and God's richest blessings. And special greetings also to our dear wife, Editha Fofana, and all the children out there. Celebrate your day, brother. And to everybody around the world, if you're celebrating your birthday today, it's a very special happy birthday to you from the African Beat team right here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. Let's enjoy some music.
Everybody likes to take a
Peter's calling from Freetown, Sierra Leone. I want to wish my entire family a happy Christmas, and I pray that God continues to strengthen them, keep them in good health and in prosperity. This request is going to Mr. and Mrs. Peter's, 27 and Democracy, Freetown. And for my beautiful children, JC, Jaylin, Jay Maya, JD. I love you guys.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Girl, don't ever leave me lonely. Without you, girl, my life is incomplete. You are the angel of my life.
My name is Paul Play Dyro. I just want to give a Christmas and New Year shout out to all my fans all over Nigeria, Africa, and the world who listen to African Beats on Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Peace.
Van Gura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Empire Music.
My name is Albert McCauley, now in Washington, D.C., sending Christmas greetings to my great mentor and his wife, now celebrating Christmas in Freetown, Pastor by CC and I said to CC, and also to my good buddies, Fano Jackson, and all the members of Everybody Must Farm. And Dynamic Pastor David Bandy and Mary Bandy, and also the children, Jeneba, Mabinting, David Ned, Dublin, and Davidson, and Ephraim David Bandy, the grandson. And also not forgetting their caretaker, Jeremy Peters. And also, I would like to say greetings to members of Pentecostal Church of All Nations at Juba Hill, and Major Dasama and Lieutenant Chris Pepegula. And also my assistant pastor, Ibisa Dumbuya, commonly called Koluto. And also Lillian Kago, the great assistant. Also Papa Jasko, Raymond Nelson Adin, and Raymond Adin, now in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I hope and pray that you will enjoy this coming Christmas. Not forgetting Jacob Kalon, alias Papadopoulos. I wish him a speedy recovery. Also, Zainab Abiba to Bangura and Rugiatu, now in Makini, you know, spending their time together. And also, I like not to forget my newfound friend in Egypt, I said to Aisha Sisi.
Last but not the least, may I not forget my lovely Elizabeth at Smart Farm. Wishing her Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and double anointing. I love you all.
Christmas, me mama sent for me 5 years. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.